Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck. Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network and lubricated by Blue Point Beer.
Good evening, and hey, Braz. This is Masters of None, and we're going to talk about stuff right now.
Yeah!
Out of the box.
Hey.
Fantastic. What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
Hi.
And Cousin Jay.
Oh, hey, brah.
Brah. Filling in for Brad, who couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately. We're live in the Simply Syndicated chat room.
And, I miss Art.
Oh, we jinxed it last week.
We really did.
Exactly what we said would happen fucking happened. It's insane. And let's have a toast to Art right now. We're drinking a delicious Blue Point oatmeal stout. First time I think you guys are even having it, right?
Yeah.
The new Bombers.
Pretty good.
Drinking over Blue Point pint glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I want to literally bathe in that. Just put it on my face.
You said that before.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wanted everyone to hear it.
Wow. But it's not a shame to say that.
Hell no, dude. It's delicious.
I thought that was just between us.
Nope.
Okay.
It's between us all. So this is the top 8.5 video game characters of all time. And we do have Art's list here, so we're going to be doing those as well as yours.
You want me to pick it up?
You should probably pick that up.
Okay.
Three of us have our lists here. We got a ton of people. Literally in the last like hour, I posted it on Facebook, and we got like 25 comments on it as well. So it should be a good one. It's going to be a hot topic. I know we're fucking old, so we're going to miss probably entire segments and series of games.
What the fuck, man? I haven't even heard of this bullshit. I forgot about Mass Effect 8.
Yeah.
What about fucking Half-Life 17, man?
Half-Life 17.
About fucking Gears of Dogs and 19.
All right.
Gears of Dogs.
That's a game, right?
Sure.
Right.
Close enough.
Right, sure.
Close enough.
All right. So let's start it off, man. We're all gamers and past gamers and future gamers.
Now, what do you currently have?
What do you mean?
Like your...
my current system?
Yeah.
I've only got a Wii.
You've only got a Wii at the
ball.
Okay.
I'm lame.
Jay, what do you have
time to play?
I have a Wii and an Xbox, but I barely ever play my Wii.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I think I'm
it's
the same.
Shame.
I got the Wii over there and the Xbox, yeah. Yeah, you were trying to hack your mod your Wii.
Oh, mine is hacked.
Yeah. Yours is hacked?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, I never did that.
Oh,
it's very easy to do, right?
It's fairly easy.
Yeah.
You have to order the chip online and then open it up and put it all together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot of bullshit that goes along with, like, they do updates and stuff you have to do online, and a lot of times they'll fucking brick your thing.
Ah.
So there's a lot of pitfalls. Mine like, barely works anymore. We haven't played in a while. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing to do
bricked.
With modding it.
Know.
Nah.
I don't know. But it was sweet for a while, I'll tell you that much.
Nice.
But, and what about you, Mike? You got...
Yeah, I got the Xbox 360 and the Wii. I don't play the Wii that much.
One of you guys should give me yours, because mine doesn't really work anymore.
It's pretty much all Xbox action. But, there probably is some good games for the Wii, though, right?
Some great games.
You can get most of the same games. I mean, they got all the Call of Duties and shit and Maddens. So you just have to play them differently.
Yeah, and the...
the controls are different.
The online kind of sucked. I think that's what killed it.
Yeah, and the graphics, they're not HD.
Yeah.
So that's kind of lame.
Oh, that is kind of lame.
Yeah, the graphics are not up to snuff at all.
Snuff.
But enough about that. Let's get into the shit.
You want to give? I'm going to give Art's 8.5 because
you want to just do them as we go. Why don't we do them? You know, as if you were here.
Oh, as if you were
just
here.
Just throw them here. We'll do them as we go up the list.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. I was going to give his 8.5.
Okay, start with
8.5.
Do it.
His number 8.5 is George, Lizzie, and Ralph from Rampage.
The monsters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is fucking great. I love that.
I forgot that they had names.
Yeah.
They're definitely not King Kong and Godzilla.
No, definitely not. And a werewolf.
Yeah.
Giant warwolf.
Warwolf. Nice.
Yeah. No, that's a great 8.5. That game was great, Rampage, but it was fucking tedious as shit. Because all you did was just...
And it was impossible to beat it without dying.
Well, you didn't beat it. It was there.
Oh, yeah. It was 100 boards, and then it recycled.
Oh, is that it?
And it just kept going.
Donkey Kong Kill Screen coming up. Anybody want? Everyone wants in?
Yes.
Can you half and half?
Yeah,
you can see the chat room, too.
Cool. Yes.
Let's shout out the folks in the chat room, shall we?
Joining
us another last minute. Would we give, like, 90 minutes notice? Yeah, we jumped on live. We're actually live at Mike's house. We're going to go out. We're going to do a show. We're going to go out for Mike's bachelor party. And then we're going to come and report back and do the Poser's Guide to Bachelor Parties. So we're going to do a show, and we'll be back a couple hours later, probably completely inebriated.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do another show. So you stick around, watch us on Twitter at Masters of None and Facebook, and we'll post you up when what time we'll be back on later on.
Next show's going to have a lot more body glitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to smell a lot more perfume.
Oh.
So shout-outs to the usual suspects. Thank you, guys, as always, the diehards. Gojira, SW Redman, SAP Bra. I asked everyone to bra out their screen names.
In honor of Cousin totally Jay. Bra it.
So we have Bramance.
Totes Bra.
Senor Munter E. Carlos de Bra. And Syax and SCP Bra. So thank you guys for jumping on with us last minute. Gojira looking for home court mic coming up later on.
Oh yeah. Although I gotta work tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
That's why we're starting early.
I'm pretty home court right now, honestly.
Yeah, you're home court.
I'm ready to rock.
Been drinking. Nice. Sweet.
That end.
Munter's end live from the diner.
Yeah, right.
El burrito.
All right, my 8.5. Getting right into it.
Oh, I also brought from last episode. I brought Mike some flavored tootsie rolls.
That he's gonna sample.
All right.
While I grab one of these, which one should I get first?
Green is the best.
Green is awesome.
If Gatorade, like lime Gatorade, was candy,
it's fantastic.
So tell us your 8.5.
My 8.5 is a sim.
Okay.
A sim character.
Any specific one?
Just anyone that you create that you torture and torment terribly. I don't know if you've ever done
a one block room where they just start peeing themselves.
A one by one room. Yeah.
And they just start crying.
They have that sim, you know, speak. Blah, 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 blah. And then they're just looking at you like, blah, 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 blah. It's just torture, dude. You want to know how to build serial killers? You watch them play Sim. Sim World.
The best when you hit fast forward and they're literally just tweaking, like, and then all of a sudden there's a puddle on the floor and then they pass out because they fall asleep on the floor, but everything's in fast motion.
Right. These are good.
Right?
Oh, man.
Delicious, huh?
Wow. All right. These are going to disappear.
Yeah. Those are the shit.
Well, those essentially just saltwater taffy.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's Tootsie. Whatever Tootsie might be. What is Tootsie?
Exactly. I thought she was on Effects of Life.
Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Orange is good. The vanilla one is good. The cherry one sucks. I think it's only one or two. Yeah.
The vanilla blue?
Yep.
Yeah, why isn't it just called a chocolate roll?
I don't know. My guess is there's not even any real chocolate in it to zero, if I had to guess.
Yeah, you're probably right. So that was my 8.5 is just a sim character.
Bruh, 8.5.
Mine is the ambulance from Madden 92. Because I don't know if people remember this, but when your quarterback or whoever got injured, this ambulance would come out and you'd hear a wee, and it would hit players on the field, and you would just hear
let me see if I can pull up a quick just the sound effects alone are hysterical.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was like one of the first games too where you could actually like physically hurt people.
Yeah. Injuries.
Yeah, it was kind of sadistic because that was right around the time of NHL with the guys
blood.
Bleeding.
Yeah. The blood, but Super make, Nintendo wouldn't
make
put
little
the blood.
Wayne's head bleed.
Yeah.
I want to see. I think they have. Yeah, they had a ambulance montage. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
On YouTube. You just the sounds alone are fucking great.
It's great. You just hear the whistle and.
Yeah.
The freaking alarm is ridiculous. Siren. Great soundtrack.
Here it comes.
Rugging people over.
Look it up, YouTube. You should put that link up.
Then they do it in slow motion.
Rob Man's in the chat says it sounds like Seinfeld. Kind of does.
That's right.
All right, my 8.5 is Marble from Marble Madness.
We were just talking about this last night.
Were you really?
Yes, we were.
We were talking about games, and I was like, "You plug in Marble Madness right now, beat it within 5 minutes."
Unfortunately, we never got to do that. Yeah. But I'm still gonna hold you to that.
Dude,
I'll bring it up sometime.
I can't wait. I fucking love Marble Madness.
Living life on the edge.
Yep.
No one does it better than Marble.
Why did the Marble scream when it went over?
That music in that game was crazy too. All the sound effects. It was just this big trippy thing. Like, it was so weird.
And who thought of that, by the way?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it was based on, like, remember they used to have, like, a physical one of that? It was, like, called Labyrinth. Back in the day, it was, like, a wooden box.
Oh, yeah. It's totally Labyrinth.
And it was, like, a maze.
That's exactly what it is.
You'd have to, like, turn the knobs, and then a little marble. I think it was just that. But,
Holy shit, people were like,
this is so popular, we gotta make it a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only you're not turning the board, you're steering the marble itself.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, like, you'd get for, like, selling a lot of candy at, like, your school's candy sale.
Right.
Like, ooh, look what I got. I sold 500 boxes of candy.
And then, randomly, I don't know how you got those time bonuses, but remember that
the wand would come out?
Yeah. And it would just, all of a sudden, you'd have, like, 30 extra seconds, and it's like, what did I do? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite was when Marble took the wand instead of rubbing it on his clit. It's like,
oh. What board's this one? Is this the one?
This is the first one. That was the first board.
No, that's not the first board. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a practice board.
Oh, okay.
This is the beginner race.
That's the beginning. Dude, listen to this music. It's so epic.
Did they do that?
Dude, you know, instead of your Tiger band, you should start an 8-bit band.
We're starting to play 8-bit songs.
Oh, they don't have the sound effects.
It's just the happiest, funnest music.
I can totally see you doing that, too.
It's so much fun.
The other thing, too, is you would... The other thing, too, is you would get... Oh, this guy's fucking flying through this, too. This is like me playing it. It's awesome.
So you're a Marble Madness savant?
I love it, dude. That was like my big game. I could throw that in any time. And then the other one we were talking about was Contra, and you said that you could fucking blow through that without the code.
My eyes closed.
I remember beating it.
Without the code?
You think it's apparently impossible to beat it without the code.
Bullshit.
But no, man. I think
my buddy Brian swears that he did it without dying.
Everybody swears they did it.
No, without dying is ridiculous. He'll die in the first board.
Mark said that he watched him do it. I was like, that's bullshit, dude. To this day, I don't believe it.
He probably blew him just so he'd say that. All right. Who's your 8?
I think I've tried.
Oh, what's Art's 8?
I've tried 3 of these.
They're delicious, right?
They're very good.
They're kind of hard to find.
Mm.
I had to go to like a local like farmy type market, like supermarket.
Farmy market.
They had them in bulk. You can get them in like right now in the Halloween, like the big multi packs. They'll throw like a ton of them in there, but you can't get them by themselves unless you go like where they sell like, you know, the bulk candy, where you can just dig it out yourself.
Do we have more of that oatmeal?
No, it's gone.
Damn. Art's 8 is Art has a great list, man. I wish he was here. Damn it. Art's 8 is the fat guy from ice hockey.
Nice. See, I was thinking about picking the little guy.
You could never knock the fat guy down.
You never
knock
the fat guy
down. No, man. You just run over people. He's so fucking slow, but whatever.
What are you going for?
What do you got?
Style. Amber, IPA, Cocoa Porter.
I don't have an IPA. I'll try the IPA.
There was a way, I remember the secret in ice hockey, where you shot it from a certain corner of the ice, and the puck would just constantly just go back and forth at full fucking speeds. It would just get faster and faster. It was just big glitch in the game. And I remember how to do it.
Thank you. Oh, what is this? Tommyknocker. Pickaxe. Oh, yeah, my bad.
I'm still also, like, filling up my team with just big fat guys. Just all fat guys. Or one skinny guy and, like, 3 fat guys.
What was the, what was the staple? The staple team was what? A fat guy, a skinny guy, and 2 medium-sized guys?
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah,
that's
put the fat guy on defense and the normal dude on offense.
This
God, man. 8-bit, you'd... Freaking themes were used to be so good. And you didn't even need percussion or any sounds. Like, listen, there's no percussion. It's just...
We're talking ice hockey for Nintendo, the original NES. Mm-hmm. We should probably specify those. Some of these kids probably weren't even born yet.
Games
came out.
Like, you couldn't really... Like, Blades of Steel was a better game. You have to admit it was a better
Blades
game.
Blades of Steel!
There's really no distinct character.
Mix the pass!
There's no distinct figure that you can take from that game.
From Blades of Steel?
Yeah, because it's all the same character.
You could take the mini game in between period 2 and 3.
Gradius.
Oh, yeah.
Nice shot.
All about?
The best was
the
it just said
company, I guess.
That fucking bunny rabbit who just said, nice shot, nice shot, nice shot, nice shot.
Brahman said Excitebike has the best soundtrack ever.
That's pretty good.
There's none.
There's not. Pretty good. Yeah, no, there's no... Well, the...
It starts off with a... But that's all of the soundtrack is. There's, when you're racing, it's just...
Overheated. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there an Excitebike game?
All right, who's your eight?
Right. Dude. It's like...
I feel like it does have music. Yes!
It sounds like Paul McCartney wrote this after he wrote the fucking stupid Christmas song.
Alright, my eight is...
Simply playing Wonderful Excitebike.
My eight is the dog from Duck Hunt.
Yo.
Oh, I fucking hate that dog. He's the worst.
Everybody hates that dog.
That's
why I love him.
Great pick, man.
He sucks.
That was the first time you ever really just got mad at an inanimate object. Yeah. You're just like, fuck you, dude.
You're the first character to just taunt the player.
I think
so. And you could shoot the fucking dog, too.
No, it wouldn't register anything.
It wouldn't register.
I thought it did.
No,
it
definitely did not.
There is some...
Like, it didn't... Like, the flash didn't register, but...
It wouldn't. No. It would, it would show you that you're hitting
him. It would flash, but
you
would be out. You would be out of bullets for the next round. Duck Hunt was great because it was probably the only one of the only games that you would actually use a zapper for. The only other one that I can remember that you would actually
Hogan's Alley
was badass.
You know, shot at this kid.
The PS2 had some sweet gun games.
Really?
I don't know if anybody ever got the guns. They weren't very popular, but they had like Vampire Knight, all the games that you play in the arcade. They had them on the PS2. I have a bunch of them. And we had two of them too. You could use two
guns
at the
same
time.
Didn't they do House of the Dead too?
They had Area 51.
Oh yeah, Area 51 was fucking
that,
great.
Vampire Knight. There was another one. There were a bunch of them though, and it was like nobody really knew about it because they didn't really get hugely popular. I still have them at home. I'm going to set my PS2 back up, I think.
Yeah, nice, man.
There's some good games for
PS2. The thing about Duck Hunt is that there's such it's such a famous game, but they never made a sequel to it. It's probably the only game
came. It was what? The later versions were the Mario Duck Hunt combo cartridge Nintendo. 8-bit.
But they never...
I think the original Duck Hunt just by itself, I think that's like worth a lot of money. Actually.
Really? Why didn't anyone put it on the Wii or something like that? They didn't make... That's what I mean, though. They never made like a sequel any other year. There's no more Duck Hunts.
Brahman says Swan Hunt would be awesome.
Swan Hunt.
Shoot swans. All right, what's next? Who's up? You?
Yeah, Jay, you're up.
By the way, should we call a cab like halfway through this? Right, is that what we're doing?
No, there's a cab place right on the corner.
Yeah,
okay,
there
cool.
is.
Okay,
yeah, right. We could just walk down there and say, send a cab over here.
Okay, cool.
My eighth is Earl from Toe Jam and Earl. That game was fucking awesome, and it was so funky. And the reason why I picked Earl, like, I didn't want to do the whole like
Hang on, which system is this? This is
Genesis. Sega Genesis. Genesis.
And what was Earl?
Earl was the fat one out of the two guys.
It wasn't one like a weird skinny.
Yeah,
like,
that was Toe Jam. Toe Jam and Earl.
I didn't have Genesis,
but Earl. Think about it. The only reason why the game exists is because of Earl. Because in the beginning, I just watched the intro before. It's literally this fat, drunk, high, and possibly mentally retarded dude who's drunkenly fucking steers ship into an asteroid. And then you crash, and then the ship breaks into 10 pieces.
He probably watched Star Wars way too much.
Yeah, and the best part about the ship is...
I saw it in a movie once.
The best part about the ship is the engines are powered by speakers, and they're just playing funk, driving around, fucking... They don't show them smoking pot, but they're definitely smoking pot.
This theme sounds like the Seinfeld.
Dude, it is such a funky, ridiculous game. And that is supposed to be fucking Earth, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, it says they crash-landed on Earth, and it looks nothing like Earth.
Listen to this shit. It's the past or the future.
They're seriously just...
It's just funky as fuck.
Dude, it is so hilarious. Funky. The music was so ridiculous. I mean, it's the best.
I would rock out this in my car.
This is something you guys should fucking cover.
Yeah, this is great.
Alright, am I up?
Yeah.
My number eight, we're gonna get a little sexy here, gentlemen. Lara Croft.
Nice.
I guess PS original PlayStation. It was the first Tomb Raider, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The original masturbate to your video game.
Oh my god,
character.
What was that about?
They masturbating made to video games?
No,
the boobs were just the puberty. Boobs were like as big as her head.
It was ridiculous.
It was.
She's just an impossibly made person. Nobody can be that ridiculous.
Angelina Jolie came pretty close.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and then wasn't it something about how like they it was a glitch? Like they when they were programming it, they made it like ridiculously big, like just as a goof. And some and like the main guy was like, "That's great, keep it."
You gotta think, the only reason why that game became good, I mean, it's a solid game, but I mean, it's the fucking boobs, bro.
Yeah,
that's it.
Awesome.
Well, what's the one that is
millions of dollars created by fucking digital boobs?
By the way, Bra Man's in the chat room said that Toe Jam and Earl theme song is something Straight No Chaser would sing to.
Those guys were good sports. That was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. Good. You were saying?
No, the what's that new game that's out? Was it Borderlands or something?
Yeah.
The guy, it's like a guy that's basically like Indiana Jones. Or is it Outlands?
What the fuck's it called? PS3 game. It's very cinematical.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like basically like Indiana Jones. Like that's what Tomb Raider is.
Yeah.
But because it's not, you know,
so genius marketing. I was like, I got an idea, you guys. It's Tomb Raider with a guy as the lead character,
and he's got a big bulge in his pants. That's it. Just future lower back problems. Here you go.
Uncharted, they're all saying.
Uncharted, that's it. Uncharted, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the game. All right.
Good boobs.
One.
Yeah.
Art is Funk. Art up?
Yep, art number up. Seven.
Seven, Link from Legend of Zelda.
Link's kind of a pussy.
It's pretty high up the list for you.
It's seven. He put it at seven. That's good. Yeah, take some of those. These are great.
Mike devoured half the bag.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That was fucking awful.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't eat any dinner either, so that was great.
I think vanilla would go nice with this stout.
Orange would probably be good. Vanilla. Ah, brah.
You are hearing me chew.
This break brought to you by Flavored Tootsie Rolls.
So,
my God, that's fantastic.
You guys weren't Legend of Zelda players?
I like Zelda.
I played original and two, but that was about it for me. It's too repetitive.
I really actually only played two. I played one a little bit, but
Adventures of Link or whatever.
Yeah,
I wasn't a huge fan of it. I don't like those that kind of like adventure game.
Yeah,
it's too slow moving and boring for me.
Well, you know what? Then that brings up a good point we were talking about yesterday about role playing games. I never really got into role playing games at all.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you guys, you
Final Fantasy ship.
Yeah,
it was the one that you really liked, right?
The one game. I mean, the character from it is my number one, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, no, I mean...
Spoiler alert.
No, but... Yeah, but I mean, whatever. I mean, but sure,
I'm just turning the podcast off now.
Oh. Role-playing games in general just take way too much fucking time. Yeah. And if you have a life, then it's kind of hard to have a second one.
Mm-hmm.
And not what saying that I have a great life, but...
What if you have a half-life?
I hate you so much right now.
I was gonna make a second life joke. Glad I didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving right along.
I hate you. God damn it.
My number seven. This was something that we were talking about, and I kind of, you know, piggybacking off of your number one, which is, this is the first video game character that I actually ever gave a shit about.
Oh.
And that would be Ryu Hayabusa.
Ooh.
The ninja from Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, wow.
From Ninja Gaiden. The original Ninja Gaiden's from, or is it Gaiden or Gaiden?
I used to call it Gaiden. I mean, and I'll just call it Gaiden. Yeah. But, yeah.
So there was originally...
Not that there's anything wrong with that type of ninja.
There was it originally started out as an arcade game, and then when it moved over to NES, then it, you know, kind of got the sequels and all that kind of shit. And then I really got into it. This is when I really started giving a shit, was when it went over to the original Xbox. The original Xbox Ninja Gaiden was fucking hard as shit.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was so much fun.
That was a pretty sweet game.
Oh, my God, yeah. I never got to play the follow-up. I heard it was fucking like not as good. It was a lot more violent.
Yeah,
but I heard it was also not as good.
It started off as a side-scrolling thing, right? It wasn't like Double Dragon where you could like go up and down the terrain.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think about it. You really weren't much of a ninja. Like, you really were just kind of running in. Like,
yeah. And just, you would, like, stick to walls.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Splinter Cell thing where you're, like, quiet like you're supposed to be when you're a ninja. No. You literally were just a ninja.
That had some pretty good music, too. In fact, I think that band, Bit Brigade or whatever, they do Ninja Gaiden music.
Yeah, yeah.
We got some new brought out chat room names.
Oh, what do you got?
Gojibra.
Gojibra.
Senor Montebra.
Oh, excuse me. Holy shit.
I don't know. Ninja Gaiden, I never really got into it, but I appreciated it. That was during that whole time in the 90s when everybody was, like, doing ninja things. Remember I used to, like, ninja birthdays and stuff? That's right. So they just kind of played off of the whole ninja, like, craze.
Ninjas were in.
I mean, ninjas were. I mean, they made the Ninja Turtles. Right. It was just, like, ninja.
Ninjas
like,
were in.
Fucking everybody, ninjas.
Everybody needed to know some kind of fucking kung fu martial art.
Our moms were ninja-sizing.
That's another thing. Nintendo fucking games are the best theme.
You ever see those? They have throwing stars. They're coat hooks that you put on the wall.
Yeah,
they're fucking awesome. They're like, it looks like ninja stars, like thrown and stuck in your wall.
That's fucking great.
But they're just they have like a plate. You can mount them on the wall.
Yeah,
and you just hang your coats on them.
Draw a little awesome. Like make it look like the plaster's breaking because it like hit the wall so hard. That's great.
All right, you're up, Jim.
I'm up. What are we on, 7?
Yep.
7.
Koopa Troopa from Super Mario Kart.
Super Mario Kart. Nice.
Kart.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay, why?
Well, because he was the most balanced character in the game and Toad was gay.
Was he?
Yeah.
Toad was gay.
Again, not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but when you're a kid,
Toad.
I don't know, like, you know, dude, you don't really want to be like, I'm Toad, let me be Toad.
Like, I love Toad.
You know what I mean?
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Saying is you're a homophobic kid.
No, it's just, you know, Koopa Troopa was cool, and he's finally started getting, like, substance behind his character. Before, you just kind of jumped on him before, and now you got to be him. It was interesting.
Or did Toad jump on him?
I loved Super Mario Kart.
You liked Toad, though, better
I
than,
love Toad, man.
Koopa.
Toad and it was Toad and Yoshi were my guys.
You couldn't control Yoshi.
Yoshi was a little...
His steering sucked.
Yeah, he was a little nuts.
Yeah.
But Toad was fun, man.
Yeah.
Carlos said Toad was fabulous.
Yeah, he's just such a little puss, man.
Why?
I don't know. He's fucking Toad, bro. Like, that's it.
He went faster than a lot of guys.
Yeah, but, well, he had a middle good speed, and his steering was good, and I don't know. Yeah, there it is. This theme with fucking great music.
I kind of missed the whole Nintendo 64 boat. I was in college at that time.
This was Super Nintendo, though.
How was it? Oh, yeah, it started on that.
Yeah,
didn't it get really big, though, on
N64? N64 version was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the Super Nintendo one will always be my favorite.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Did you play F-Zero?
Oh, so fucking great.
You
it was just
that?
A faster Mario
no,
Kart.
What's that?
It's a racing game. Mm-hmm. It was like one of the big... Big fucking racing games.
Yeah. My favorite racing game of all time is RC Pro-Am.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's the fucking best. Great. Another game with no soundtrack. Just...
Yeah.
That, what was the one that was always in the arcade games with in the movie theater lobbies? The four steering wheels?
That was...
I think it was like the first four steering wheel games.
River City Race.
Off-Road. That's a great game, too.
Off-Road.
That was the fucking... That game is huge.
Yeah, it was.
Off-Road was good.
All right, number 7 to me.
It was great. You would spin the wheel like 8 times, and the car would be like,
just you literally have to just spin it.
No power steering at all.
Yeah, no power steering.
Shout-outs for Sky Fox on the N64 from Bromance. I never played that. Wasn't it Star Fox, anyway? Not Sky Fox.
Sky Fox? What do you mean? Star Fox? Again. Oh, the...
Is there such a thing as Sky Fox?
I don't know. Star Fox.
I think I'm thinking
of
Star Fox.
What for your next character?
My next character is number 7. I got Mario at number 7.
Wow.
He's undeniable, but I don't know. He's not my favorite. I don't think he's the greatest at all time. It's just he's fucking just been ever present. You can't not have him on the list, I think.
He's in everything. Cuz not only is it like the Mario Brother games, but like I love when they get like it's Mario Soccer and Mario Basketball.
Yeah, unnecessarily put them in.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're great though. All of them. You gotta love that soccer game was ridiculous.
But some of them are weird, where it's just like it's it's Mario Sandwich Maker. And you're like, what are you doing? What? You...
Motherfucker is a fucking doctor, bro.
He's Dr. Mario. That's a little...
That's true.
It was a fun game, but that was pushing it a little bit. You're like, really? Dr. Mario? Yeah.
Mario in general is great because... I always compare Mario and Sonic, like if Batman is to Mario as Superman is to Sonic, as in, you know, Batman has great villains and things like that that you remember. Meanwhile, you know, Mario also has amazing villains. You always remember like the guys like Koopas, Goombas, things like that. While Sonic really just had that Robotnik dude and that was it. Just like Superman, his villain sucked.
Yeah.
Mario's good.
We got a fun fact in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
Gojirbra says... If you leave Mario idle in Mario 64 for about a minute, he'll go to sleep and dream about Italian food.
Serious?
I don't know if that's true or not, but I'll go ahead and say, fun fact. I hope that is true.
Let me see.
I think he's lying.
I'm going to look that up.
That would also be awesomely racist. But yeah, I mean, you can't deny Mario. He's like the fucking Babe Ruth of video games.
It's true.
I mean, he's the guy.
He's still going. You know
what I mean? He's fucking still going. It's insane. How old would Mario be at this point? Let's say, what was the first thing he was in? Donkey Kong. What was that? 82, 3?
Could have been 70s, I thought. Late 70s.
Yeah, it's like 79, maybe.
Yeah, because they had it in the
arcade.
So let's
say he had to have been at least 25 then, because no one... Although, everyone was sporting mustaches. So let's say 21 at the youngest in the 80s, right? Late 70s. He's a plumber. So that's 80, he's 20, 90, he's 30, 2000, he's 40, 2010, he's 50. So dude's like 50 fucking 2 years old, still going.
And how about this? How badly does Mario want to punch his guidance counselor in the fucking mouth? Because all that plumbing, you know, schooling that he had to do just comes in, does not come in handy whatsoever.
Yeah.
What does plumbing have to do with fucking dragon turtles, Mr. Sacramento?
I don't know.
Mr. Sacramento?
Sounds like a good guidance counselor name.
Yeah.
Mr. Weichels? That was not my... guidance counselor.
Mario also had brown hair and a black mustache. Remember that?
Did he?
Actually still does.
He dyes his mustache?
I don't know.
Your mother waxes your upper lip?
It's really strange. And they still do it that way, too, because that's how they did it on the first Mario game.
Good point from Bra Monterey. When is Mario Plumbing going to get released, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah, there you go. Remember Pipe Dream?
He's
a plumber with a PhD.
Not Super Mario Brothers 1, but just regular Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that one
was
fun.
The plumbing game.
Mario and Luigi.
That's them, because remember there was the two pipes at the bottom. It was the mini game.
Barely.
Well, what did they do? Did they unclog anything?
Yeah, there was two pipes at the bottom. That's where the whole warp zone thing came from.
Worst plumbers ever.
And then the guys would come out, and there was pipes up at the top and pipes at the bottom. And you had to kill the guys.
Yeah, vaguely remember that. All I remember was like running and jumping and like knocking the turtles, and then they flip.
Yeah, and you hit
down.
hit the POW block, and they go upside down.
That was a fun game, though. What the hell did I play that on?
Mario 3, probably.
No. Arcade. No, originally.
Oh, arcade
for sure. I think ColecoVision. I played that.
Oh my god.
Oh,
remember that shit?
Wow.
Yep, I had
did
that.
Did I have it for Coleco? Maybe not.
I had that. I had the Coleco Atari combo thing.
What?
Mm-hmm. They had like a little. It was like a giant adapter, probably about as big as his laptop, and you would actually plug it into the Coleco, and you could play Atari.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Sweet. Remember when Captain Lou played the Super Mario Brothers Super Show? Captain Lou Albano was Mario.
What the worst? What?
And he does that weird thing in the theme song, like, and it stops, and it's supposed to freeze. And, like, he couldn't freeze his fat self.
Sure.
He has to take the extra step.
And they just did one take and said, that's good. Keep it.
All right. That's a wrap on Captain Lou.
Drunkenly just walks off the set. Oh, fuck this.
Should we do another one on that?
Here's some rubber bands.
Don't tell your mother. Don't tell your mother.
Captain Lou doesn't do two takes. I got wrestlers to manage. It's like Sinatra. They call him One Take Lou.
He just throws the fucking plunger on the ground, walks out.
And only
Captain Lou makes the plumber the plunger feedback somehow as if it were a microphone.
Remember the fucking Mario Brothers movie?
Yes.
Was it Dennis
Hopper?
John
Leguizamo was in that, wasn't it?
Yeah. John Leguizamo was Luigi.
Luigi.
Oh,
Bob Hoskins was Mario. Dennis
Puerto Rican
Hopper.
Luigi.
Remember they made their last... that was the first time they gave Mario a last name. Mario.
Mario.
I think we should do an audio commentary on
that.
That'd be
great.
That'd be awesome.
That would be great.
That's just an example of, like, well, we can't make it literally based on the game. We have to change Koopa and make him look like a fucking right. dinosaur. And it.
What?
Why couldn't they just do that? Wow, that was weird.
What was that?
It's a fucking text message, but it's a fireball, man.
Oh,
And the girl that played Princess
Peach was hot.
Was hot in that. She was in something else, too. I forget.
I don't know. Look it up while we move on.
The game is weird. Anyways. That's right. Mario.
Number six. You have arts in it? Or you
I have arts, yes. Arts number six is Starkiller from Force Unleashed. Star Wars Force Unleashed. Dude, this is a great one just because this was, again, one of the only games where I actually liked reading, like watching the story behind it.
That's like a newish game, right?
Yeah, it's a new Star
That's
Wars
that
type
Kinect?
Game.
Is that the Kinect game?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not the... Okay.
But the main character... in the Star Wars Force Unleashed thing is this guy called Starkiller, and he's basically
Luke's name good originally character. Supposed to be Starkiller. Luke Starkiller.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know. I think it's a fun fact. I think Art would know that.
If only Art were here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he is. He's a when Vader eradicated all the Jedi, he finds this one Jedi on Kashyyyk and kills him. But then finds that he's got a son. He got an infant son just sitting there. So Vader actually adopts him, trains him to be his apprentice.
Yeah.
And then, has him go out. And it's supposed to take place in between 3 and 4, basically. But the storyline is great because, like, he falls in love with this girl who is an Imperial pilot mm-hmm. and, like, all this kind of shit. And it's dude, it's awesome. And the game's really cool. Just walking around and being a dick with the Force is probably the coolest fucking thing you
just
could ever do.
Picking up dudes.
Oh, it's great.
Nothing like picking up dudes.
Yeah, you just... you fucking love it.
Fuck. The storytelling in general, the story in general is so much better than anything Lucas put out
yes!
for the next three. It's like you wonder, like, why are these people that are writing these, I don't know, are they called screenplays?
They're called cutscenes in games. Whatever.
But, anyway, no, yeah. but
Luke's
like,
name
the writers.
Starkiller.
Really?
The people that write the story. You know, there's a fucking, like, why aren't those people making the movies?
I don't know. And that comes up later with one of my... new ones. The girl that was Princess Peach in Maribo's name is Samantha Mathis. You may know her from she was in Broken Arrow.
Oh,
she was
I know
the girl from Broken Arrow.
Yeah,
she was in American Psycho.
Yes,
she's adorable. I like her. Anyway,
who's your seven? Six. We're up to six.
Six. Six. Where's my list? Oh, there it is. My number six is actually Art's number four, and that would be one of Art's number four. He put two people in at four. Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
He was definitely my favorite just because he was the easiest to just master. Because I don't know if you did that with fighting games, where you would pick one guy and just learn all of his fucking moves and then just kick the shit out of everybody.
I wasn't a huge fighting games guy.
No. What are your Okay? So you're not a role playing game guy. You're not a fighting game guy. What are your things?
I don't know. I was mainly sports.
Okay,
sports games, but you know, it's definitely into Mario stuff. I don't know. I would just kind of pick and choose here and there. I never really got into one genre. I mean, aside from sports, for the most part, I played almost all those games. But yeah, as for other genres, I would just kind of pick and choose for the most part.
Nice.
I mean, I definitely have played Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and stuff, but. Never like a huge into it.
Yeah. Sub-Zero was just my favorite because, like I said, it was just the easiest to just master. And then once you did, it was very difficult to defeat somebody with Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I'm the kind of guy who would play like a fighting game, like just find out everyone's special moves, do them, like do the fatalities and all that. And then I was done. I was like, all right, I don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I liked when they added the you could freeze the floor with Sub-Zero eventually. Mm-hmm. All that shit was cool.
Yeah. Bromance right. in the chat says, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And Sub-Zero is Art's number four, along with Scorpion. He puts Scorpion and Sub-Zero as number four. I don't know how he could do that, but...
he does that a lot.
He did that.
Yeah.
Actually, on his list.
To break all the rules. Likes to play by his own rules.
I thought we were picking one character.
Your number my six, sir.
Oh, my number six is... I don't know if many people know this game, but his name was Bernard from Maniac Mansion. Do you remember Maniac Mansion?
No.
I vaguely remember it. Well, that was Nintendo,
like,
regular?
Yeah, yeah. Like, Nintendo basically tricked you because they give you... It's about this dude. I don't remember his name.
It's not Bernard?
His girlfriend gets kidnapped by these aliens, and they bring her into this house, and you have to go there with two... You pick two of your friends out of eight friends, I think, and you have to go save her, and it's basically like... I don't know. It was weird. Like, you had an arrow, and that's how you moved your character. You didn't move him with the controller and stuff like that. But Bernard...
Like a role-playing game, no?
Yeah, kind of. Not really. Not really. There wasn't upgrades or anything like that. But basically, the reason why Bernard's the best is because he's the only character that could fix shit. And, like, there was, like, multiple different endings to the game, but Bernard was the guy that fixed shit. And he was good. He's popular. You should look him up.
Fixed shit. Let me see.
Fixed shit. He was the nerd.
All right.
You guys don't know Bernard, so that made no sense to you. It's a good game.
Here's Maniac Mansion, Bernard's theme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Each character had a fucking theme.
Get ready for a trip down memory lane, everybody.
Dude. No, man, people...
It's Bernard's theme.
I can't believe you guys never played Maniac Mansion.
Well, what's it about?
Yeah, Bernard's theme ruled.
Is there just one guy making all this music?
Probably.
Just one fucking nerd locked up in a closet somewhere with a fucking keyboard.
Some fucking...
And a computer.
Some Asian in a dark room. One fluorescent light. A fucking Casio.
There's a lot of music in this game, right. Actually. Anyways, that's Bernard.
That's enough reminiscing.
About games you guys don't know anything about.
Yeah.
My number six is Q-Bert.
Nice,
good character.
And someone said it exactamundo in the chat room earlier. The first video game character to curse.
Yeah.
Fucking, you jump on a snake, he fucking lets the F word fly, boy.
Dude, Q-Bert.
And what the fuck was Q-Bert?
Was
he an alien? Were they all aliens?
Was he?
I don't know what the fuck he was. He looked like this is like going back to... Atari or Coleco, or I don't know, Coleco. I definitely had it on the Commodore 64.
That's another game.
I think
it
was a Coleco game.
That's another game where it's a character originally that never was remade. They never tried to, like, explore Q-Bert's character, give him a backstory or anything. He's just a dude that jumps up and down stairs and turns lights off.
Yeah, diagonally.
Yeah, because it would have sucked otherwise. Because you remember when they tried to do that with Pac-Man and they just blew?
Yeah, I guess they learned their lesson.
That was
all of a sudden you're playing
terrible.
like it's a 3D version, like Mario 64 version of Pac-Man.
Dude, all right, great. This is awesome. The bad guys' names in Q-Bert, get ready for it. Here we go. Coily, Ugg, Wrong Way, Slick and Sam. Those were the bad guys.
Slick and Sam?
Slick and Sam were the two green guys, the two little green guys.
Yeah.
And Slick was the one wearing sunglasses.
Nice.
That's awesome. Wrong Way was the guy that would come underneath.
Yeah.
Remember, he would come the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They pretty much, those names were American versions of what the Japanese were. They were just translations. So
probably.
Yeah.
Actually, his name
his name was Long Way in like in Japan.
Yeah. Kibor was just like a furry orange with like a dick nose, kind of.
Dick nose.
And no arms.
What the fuck? What are you looking at, dick nose?
What kind of life is that, by the way, where you just, that's what you do all day?
Yeah, I jump down from pyramids. Diagonally.
And turn
all
lights
day
on.
Long.
That's it. The sounds were cool, though. They had that, like, really famous sound.
Yeah.
The one that he made out of.
It was fucking hard,
too,
man.
You pull up the sounds?
After, like, a few boards, shit got hard.
Yeah, it did.
And it was hard to just hit the diagonal, like, in those days with the joysticks.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first game where diagonals really ever came into play.
Yeah.
This fucking game I can play for hours.
All right, it's about to give me a seizure. I need this audio.
I need to hear the,
I want him to go, wow, wow,
hear him curse.
I want to hear him use the flying disc. Those flying discs were fucking lifesavers.
Yeah, totally.
And what about your fucking idiots? Like, you ever, like, hit the flying disc, like, two cubes away, and then the snake would still follow you off the ledge? And you're like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
But the worst was when he wouldn't. When he would, like, when you would do it a little too early, and he just would be like, nah. And he'd just wait for you.
Yeah, by the way, people saying Q-Bert's in Wreck-It Ralph, which is coming out. And this, I think, was definitely a...
That looks
Wreck-It
good.
Ralph was a you know, influence in doing this episode for sure. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm really pumped.
I'm going.
Again, another movie that makes me just go, God damn it, why didn't I think of fucking that?
Right.
Shit. That is like the perfect.
I might go see that like right before your wedding in Pennsylvania. Right.
Yeah, that's it's on the second,
it comes
right?
out that weekend.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, no,
it's on the November 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd? So we can...
Yeah.
Okay.
So we could technically go Friday night after Wrestle Dinner, which is not going to happen.
No, you're going to be so drunk.
I'm gonna be, yeah. That might be better, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see that.
It's Do you think awesome. It's by Pixar, right?
No, it's not. It's DreamWorks, I think.
Oh, I thought it was Pixar.
No, it's definitely not Pixar.
I was going to say.
Nope. Why did I fucking think of that?
There's some really sappy ending. Like people crying at the end.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there won't be any parent death. That's fucking, good.
You can just get a free life.
Fucking Bowser dies and everyone cries.
All right. Arts 5. Solid Snake from Metal Gear.
Nice.
This was, again, this was the kind of the those games, the, you know, the stealthy.
Game was hard, man.
Yeah.
Metal Gear 1 was fucking impossible.
I never got into Metal Gear. I got into Splinter Cell, which was essentially the same thing. Yes or no?
Not really. I mean, later. The first versions of Metal Gear were just, you know, straight up. It was like Jackal, that whole Jackal style where you're in the Jeeps and you're just going forward, but you're a guy and you're running through a map that's like overhead, I believe. That's what I believe, I think. I don't know.
Metal Gear?
All I know is it was one big board and I couldn't get by it and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I never got into any of those games at all.
And it got just totally different versions.
Yeah.
Nothing. I didn't like first persons.
The shooting games? You didn't like any of those?
Not really.
You weren't like a Doom or like Wolfenstein Duke?
I played some Doom, Duke Nukem.
Yeah, Duke Nukem was great.
It just got so repetitive.
I had to throw some Jackal music in here.
Fucking Jackal, dude.
This fucking game.
I wish I could fucking tank, man. What is it? Oh, no, they're Jeeps.
They're Jeeps. They're like, yeah.
That was Konami, right? Konami put out the best games.
Konami was all about war games.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Fucking, all about fucking war games.
Did you ever play Guerrilla War? Kind of like the same thing.
No,
you didn't play that.
Dude.
Oh, that fucking sound when the guys got into the Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Now, how could you fit like 14 people in your Jeep? How's that possible?
They're clowns.
Nice. All right. So that was Arts. Shit. Sorry. What number was that? That was
5.
5. All right. My number five is Kirby. From Kirby's Dream Land. I love fucking Kirby, dude. Kirby's Dream Land was the only... What?
That's that little star guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was
Kirby again.
Kirby was a little marshmallow guy that would eat shit.
He was just a big globe with hands and legs.
And he would fucking just suck in everything and eat him.
What system is this on?
Suck.
It was on Game Boy. That was the one... That's why...
Right.
Yeah. It started on Game Boy, and that's why I love him so much, because it was the only Game Boy game where I would fucking sit there and play it forever.
Yeah.
Like, I loved playing Kirby for fucking Game Boy.
I never got into
love
it.
Kirby.
I never got it.
Like, I didn't get into it when it was on NES. I didn't really give a shit with, like, super, he's the only player I play with on Smash Brothers, though.
Oh, shit.
Fucking love Kirby on Smash Brothers.
Is Kirby part of the Mario universe?
No, not really. It was kind of his own thing. He kind of, like, came... I think when they... brought him out, he was supposed to be like the character for Game Boy. Like, they were trying to make him like the signature character for Game Boy.
Because they had the Mario Land game, but that was pretty much the other only game that came out.
That game was, oh, God.
Impossible.
I didn't like that game.
Ridiculous.
There's a lot of like Egyptian shit.
It was weird.
I had no idea why.
No
that was
reason
all about.
Why.
Yeah.
Egyptian shit, never fun.
No.
And that's the only game actually with, what's the other princess's name? Peach and Daisy.
Daisy.
That's where Daisy came from.
Daisy chain. Right.
Anyways, I just never I just never really liked Kirby. I don't.
You never. I know you were talking about that the other day. You're not a big Kirby fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him
mainly because when I played him in Smash Brothers,
right?
My friend used to always be Kirby, and
he
used to beat me. Oh yeah,
because like, you would think you would get him. You'd think you'd get him, and then all of a sudden he'd float up from the side, like motherfucking Kirby. I loved him. I was like, all right, can't beat him, join him.
It's annoying, annoying character.
Loved him. All right, what was your five, son?
My five or
yeah,
Jay's
you,
five?
You.
Oh, Little Mac from fucking Punch Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Great game. Great fucking game.
You know? Why him, though? There's so many better characters, I think, in that game.
Well, I thought we were doing characters that you're actually get to
could
the
actually be.
Yeah,
well, we're just talking about the greatest characters. It doesn't have to be the ones you. Yeah.
Well,
you
I just
get to be.
I used Little Mac to start a conversation about the other characters.
All the other guys are almost all of them are better than Little Mac. Little Mac just kind of sucked.
All right, ready? Here you go. Here's the question: Who's the most
fat black guy? Is their trainer? Like, look at you. Yeah. You can't even run next to me, you fat fuck.
Who's the
get
most
off the bike? Piece of shit.
Carl Winslow. Who is the most racist character in Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
The fucking Piston turban Honda. Dude. No, the turban dude.
Oh yeah. What the hell's his name?
Some Great Tiger. Tiger.
Great Tiger.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Don Flamenco.
Apparently, Soda Popinski.
Oh.
Was supposed to be drinking vodka the whole time.
Oh. Nice.
But they said
I remember hearing that.
Yeah, but they said that was too much, so they had to make him drink soda.
Dude, Soda Popinski was such a pain in the ass.
He was, but think about that guy, that fucking guy. There were so many, like, Russian stereotypes from that guy.
I know.
And then, who else was there?
Von Kaiser.
Von Kaiser, that was German.
Yeah.
Piston Honda was a Japanese
big
guy.
Time Asian.
He King just, Hippo.
His, remember the one?
Bald Bull, the black guy.
Bald Bull? Holy shit. Hippo was ridiculous.
Do you remember...
King Hippo's scary, if you think about it. What the fuck is that guy supposed to be?
So everyone else looked normal, but King Hippo was just like this
King Hippo
thing.
He was racist because it represented people with Down syndrome.
You gotta get the fucking...
Well, when people with Down syndrome open their mouth, their pants fall down.
Right.
I don't know. It just happens.
This song rules.
Yeah. Riding a bike down Manhattan.
Yeah, and then it would stop every time and give you the code so that if you died or wanted to play later, you just...
Don Flamenco was fucking the Italians.
Oh, my God.
Dude, every character was a stereotype.
Don Flamenco was, like, the gay boxer in that game. Because he came out with the rose.
But you remember in between rounds with Piston Honda, too, he would say stuff like Toyota Suzuki. Like,
that's right!
He was like, Kamikaze, Toyota Suzuki. Like, that was him, like, supposed to be saying, like... Japanese shit, but it was just him
funny.
Like saying
I do
thing.
Remember that,
made by a Japanese person, so they were basically just essentially making fun of themselves.
Right. All right, have you ever beaten Tyson? Has anybody ever beaten Tyson?
I never played the actual Tyson guy. I did the other one after Tyson got in trouble with the fucking ear or rape or something. Remember the regular Punch Out?
Yeah.
Mr. Dream was just a clone of Tyson?
No.
I know, man,
Mr. Dream was fucking Sandman.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Do him over again.
Yeah, I beat him. I think I used Nintendo Power to help me, though.
Yeah.
Now you're playing with Power.
Tyson was impossible, though.
It was hard as fuck, for sure. You couldn't fuck up once, or else it was never done.
Much like the real Tyson.
True. My number five, I'm going with Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah?
As mentioned earlier. I would guess, like, the first just wise-ass kind of guy.
Yeah.
Awesome catchphrases. Now, here's my question. Was Duke Nukem pre-They Live? So who stole the, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, but I'm all out of bubblegum?
Duke Nukem did.
Duke Nukem stole it from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They Live was
first.
Way before that. No?
Oh, yeah.
That was the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And Duke Nukem was what, like 90?
Very early. The only thing that set it apart from the Doom and all that crap series was the dialogue thing.
Right. Which was great.
There's so much, you know,
which
memory
got me
on
to
that
play
shit.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, was Doom the first, like, game like that? The first person?
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein was first?
Wolfenstein, yeah.
Really?
Wolfenstein was before that.
And then Doom and then Duke Nukem.
But that was fun, for sure. A lot of fun catchphrases. But still, props for ripping a great line off.
91 was Duke Nukem.
Underground type movie.
Seriously.
91 was the first Duke Nukem. That was on MS-DOS.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
DOS. That's ridiculous.
That was right around the time of the AOL and all that shit starting up.
Oh,
it would take you 15 minutes to download one picture of a boob.
The free Those free discs would come in the mail.
Yeah.
I think I've logged about... I think I have about like 30,000 hours of free AOL. If you want to...
Think about... How there's got to be one landfill somewhere just completely filled with AOL discs.
I wish I had one still.
Why were they doing that? They did that just to sucker you in so you would pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get 30 free hours or something like that. And then
AOL was, like, responsible for everybody getting on the internet, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they just tanked.
Yeah.
Completely. Some gratitude we have.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Then Netscape came along and changed everything. Or what was the other one? Net Zero.
That was Net Zero.
Oh, remember when that shit came out and everybody was like, internet for free?
Yeah.
No, well, this is ridiculous.
Just look at a few ads.
What?
At the top of your screen. All right, what's Arts number four?
Arts four, as I said, Scorpion and Sub-Zero. My number four would be Spider-Man in any Spider-Man game, because I just fucking love
Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man, and I love, I was just saying before, you give me any Spider-Man game, I immediately know how to do all the moves. It doesn't matter what, like, nothing, there's nothing better than web swinging in a video game. It's the fucking greatest. Great, oh game. My god, it's so much fun.
Did you ever play that? It was for, did you have an SNES?
Yeah.
Did you play that Spider-Man and the X-Men game?
Yes.
That game was fucking impossible.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, it ridiculous. Was. And the Wolverine board where you had to go through the clown shit and stuff. Oh, yeah. That game sucked. Dude, I guarantee you, if you picked that up now, you would not be able to play it. It's unplayable.
What? Spider-Man Super Nintendo?
Dude,
Super Nintendo?
So ridiculous.
It was like Spider-Man. It was like Amazing Spider-Man and his friends or something.
Yeah, something. And it was actually just called Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Spider-Man and the X-Men, yep.
Man, okay. Sucked balls.
Speaking of X-Men, though, X-Men game for Genesis was the fucking best.
Duh. That game was amazing.
Did I ever tell you about how I figured out how to beat that fifth level by accident?
Nah.
All right, you remember that level where you beat the fifth level and then you'd have
strap
to...
Strap in, kids.
You beat the fifth level and it was like the hardest fucking thing ever and you would have to beat Mojo?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally.
So you beat Mojo and then it was like, okay, you know, it's great. And it was like, restart system. And you're like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, in the game, they would be like, all right, system restarting, restart system. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, this is stupid. And you can't, I couldn't get out of it. The board didn't end. I'm like, what's going on? Finally, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to reset the game. I hit reset, and the thing, like, blows up, and it all binary code comes across the screen, and then it says, like, and then a little blip, and it says, like, system restarting. And then you would move on to the fucking next board. You actually had to reset the game, press reset on the fucking console to move on for the next board.
That was part of the game?
That was part of the fucking game.
That's how you had to actually do it?
That's crazy.
That's nuts, dude. I've never seen that ever again.
That's ridiculous.
Folks in the chat room, definitely fans of that game.
Of what? X-Men?
No, Spider-Man for the PS1, I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, all of them, dude.
Oh, all of them.
Just any of the Spider-Man games. But Spider-Man for PS1, yeah, that was like the first one when the it was like when the movie came out. Right when the movie came out, they had the first one come out.
Nice. Bruh.
You're up.
Number four?
Yeah.
Star Fox.
Yeah. Nice.
I like Star Fox. It's a good story. The whole father thing, it's really deep.
I don't know that one.
His father was a pilot and shit.
His father's
the
bad guy. And then he finds out.
It's a big backstory. And then
Star Fox is really his son.
Yeah. And then
cuts off his hand.
It is like that. Yeah.
I thought the bad guy was a monkey.
Well, I don't remember.
Which is again very racist.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a great game, man. The go through the fucking black hole and thing in space. Great.
I see. I would say that Star Fox's crew is much better than Star Fox himself. Star Fox seems like a little bit of a bore, but you look at his entourage, and they're pretty fucking amazing. Like Falco.
Falco. Dickhead.
Falco's such a dick.
Rock me Amadeus. Rock me, rock me Amadeus.
Falco's tribute to Taco.
It was essentially the Ninja Turtles, though.
Falco's a dick.
All the characters, like, personalities. Falco was like a Raphael clone.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's the other thing. That was their language.
Falco is the guy who called Star Fox Der Commissar, right? How many more Falco references can I make? Is this thing on?
I think you're out. I think it's over.
Any old people still listening?
Who likes New Wave? Falco's answer for everything was, don't turn around.
That's definitely going to be the theme song for the show. The intro song.
All right, Jay, you're four, right?
My four is... There's no one standout character from this game, so I'm going to say the vertical four piece from Tetris. That would allow you to get a Tetris. No, I'm just kidding. No, there is no standout one from this game, but I'm going to say All the Chicks and Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Especially the redhead one and the one with the glasses and the little jewel.
Yeah.
Bikini.
What a terrible fucking game. Oh, but it's so, terrible, so but the many best. Goddamn oh, copies.
It's terrible but awesome.
It's the best. It totally is the best.
That is the porn video game. Like,
yes.
As close as you can get to porn.
What was that all about? People were just like, let's get a fucking video game, make it
with titties.
Yeah,
man. It's just all those characters on the fucking Dead or Alive series.
I
right?
love that. Just playing volleyball, hanging out.
Those boobs just flying everywhere.
What was that?
This is great.
That could be the most gratuitous game of all time.
This is terrible.
I remember I worked at Blockbuster Video in college just part-time, and they had sold so many copies, and it's been out for so long that they were selling copies of it for $5 at the front desk.
Oh,
$5.
Dead or Alive.
Wow. Nice.
I kind of remember watching a mother bring up her like son who was 13 years old, and the 13-year-old kid wanted to buy the game.
And his pants were just and splitting at the
and
front.
The mother had no problem with it.
He was like, sweating. He's kid was just sweating. He's like, oh my God, I can't wait to get this game home. He just plays it for hours with the door shut. We don't know why.
He's really taking an interest in volleyball.
This is really good. This is good for him, I think. He'll get more social.
Playing sports now?
He's just into all kinds of stuff. He's talking to everybody. He's making more eye contact.
We went to Walmart. I bought him a volleyball and a jar of Vaseline.
Volleyballs and lotion. He's really interested in keeping his skin
incredible.
Moist.
Oh, man. Well, you're like that was your pick.
Yeah,
right?
My main problem with the game was that was before when you could hit the net with the ball and it would go over and it would count. So they would count serves that hit the net.
Oh.
So it was kind of bullshit.
So you're a volleyball dude. You play volleyball. So you're playing it going, ooh, boobs. And then, what the fuck was that rule?
Oh, man. Leave the JDB a stickler for the rules. When it comes to a titty volleyball game. That's fucking hilarious.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Right. That's arts number three.
Arts number three is Sonic. Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Fuck
I
Sonic.
Sonic.
Arts three are very predictable. Sonic, Pac-Man, and Mario. Those are just 3, 2, 1 right
okay.
there.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There you go. Well, we said Mario already, so I'm giving him his one.
All
right. Sonic, now you had Genesis, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I had Sega Genesis.
I played it
and
enough.
When playing Sonic, you know, getting Sonic the Hedgehog for the first time, you knew that this was...
Wait. Oh
okay, go ahead.
That's probably not true, but hilarious. Bromance wrote, there's a cheat code in DOA Beach Volleyball where you can play as the guys from Top Gun.
No way!
I'm sure he's kidding, but that's fucking really funny.
Man, I'm such a douche.
That would be amazing.
Oh, God.
And that fucking song comes on. What is it again?
With something with the boys?
The boys, yeah.
Playing
with the boys.
Playing with the boys.
That would be great. Sorry. Go ahead. That was very funny, though. That would be amazing.
Were you... I was a big Sonic fan. I was a big Sonic fan, and as soon as that game came out, you were like, okay, this is the next Mario. Like, you knew it. You just knew it. Right then and there.
It didn't have the depth that Mario had, and it was way too repetitive. They never changed anything, except they added, like, you know, Knuckles later on and shit like that, but the enemies sucked. Like, at the end of each board, you never played a different... You know, boss. It was just Robotnik in a different ship.
Yeah, I just love the game, dude. I love the idea of just
it's colorful and fast.
It's a cool concept.
Yeah,
it's a cool concept. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I mean, I like
Sonic as a character is very one dimensional. I think.
No, he's not like Mario. There's no depth.
And they tried to do the same shit. They'd be like, you know, Sonic lawn mowing. Like,
yeah,
Sonic racing.
Ironically, Sonic did have a plumbing game. It doesn't make any sense.
Nice. And
by the way, I'm trying this Tommyknocker Amber. I don't like it at all, do you?
I'm drinking it right now. It's okay.
It smells like dirty vagina.
Doesn't taste as good as a Blue Point beer, I'll tell you that.
It doesn't.
Tell you that.
I love Amber beers, too.
God, that scene was so fucking gay.
It's like sour or something. It's like a sour. Tastes sour?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't... I don't know, it's very hoppy, but sour at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just never got into Sonic.
All right. My next one. My three is... I don't know his first name, but his last name was Star. And he was the cleanup hitter for the New York team in Bases Loaded.
Nice.
What a character.
I almost went with... Was there a Joe on there?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Nice. Probably.
I thought you were going to go Starman from wrestling. Pro wrestling.
No, not Starman. The original Nintendo.
He was pretty sweet.
The fucking... Wait, here. This is... Oh, it's Super Bases Loaded. I don't want that. I want the regular Bases Loaded game. Number four hitter in New York.
Bases Loaded if you're talking about baseball stars.
No, I'm not talking about baseball stars.
Oh, you're talking about Bases Loaded.
Bases Loaded, yeah.
Did he say baseball stars?
Did I say
no, anything? He said Bases Loaded.
No, the guy's last name is Star.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The guy's last name is Star, and he... he was the cleanup hitter for the New York team, and he was, like... He looked like a lumberjack. Like, he had, like, the body of, like, Jose Canseco all roided up, and he had the biggest Ron Swanson mustache ever, and you would just... He would hunker down, just crowd that plate. And then you would hit the thing, and it would be like... You know that fucking like you're hitting a metal ball with a metal bat.
It would take a full minute for the ball just to get to the shortstop.
It was like I think it was one out of three hits was a home run. He would either hit a home run or fly out to the catcher. Like that was it.
I just thought it was a great game.
It was so different from the other games at that time.
Right.
Like it was just like so loosey goosey. Like the batters had like 50 different animations, like for swinging. Like you can go swing high, swing low, swing middle. Like each guy had a different stance and like different swings. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Although my favorite one was Baseball Simulator 1000. Did you ever play that one?
No, what the hell is that?
Where you have special powers, like where you hit the ball and like if it hits the ground, the earthquake or something like that, and then you do meteor ball.
What?
Then you remember
what system was this for?
NES, man. I used to play that game all the time. You could play a full 82 game season or whatever. What is it? 162 or something like that? 162. I was thinking hockey. Run. Hockey was 82. 62 game season. 162. Right?
Yes.
Huh? Did you ever see when I forget what it was? Somebody did a complete reenactment of the Red Sox Mets.
Game
with RBI baseball.
Yes, RBI.
Yes, that's great.
Talk about a game where you hit home runs every other fucking event.
Oh, yeah. Ball goes by Buckner.
That was great though. It would take an hour to play a full game. At least
it's the best.
It was almost like real time.
Yeah,
to play a full game,
dude. And here's something I also loved about Bases Loaded. Every other batter had a Chuck Knoblauch stance where the fucking bat was out here.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah,
fucking 3 feet in front of him.
Yeah,
but that was the first time they had different stances.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That some guys would stand up pretty straight.
Yeah.
Some guys would... Fucking Star was the best, dude. He was just... Oh, man. His shoulders were huge.
You can only see Mike right now.
Remember in Bases Loaded 3?
He's a video game batting stance guy.
I don't...
Did you get an interview with him?
I don't know if you could do this.
That would translate.
Yeah, that'll work.
I don't know if you could do this, but in Bases Loaded 1, could you edit your players' names? Remember you could start editing your players' names?
I think that was two.
Maybe two or three, I don't remember. But I used to edit every team and make them the real team.
Baseball Stars was the best. I would just make a team with all my friends on it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's the best.
All right, you're three, sir.
Link.
You had Link, all right.
Link for obvious reasons.
We talked about Link.
Yeah, we already talked.
You're three?
My number three is Leisure Suit Larry.
Nice.
Also mentioned in the chat room earlier.
Great character.
Going way early PC. And the point of the game was to get laid. How scandalous back in the early 90s.
I remember my cousin Rob, the one who I lived with for a little while, his father had that game.
Oh
and
my God.
We would go down to the basement and like we'd have to be real secretive about it to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Mike's dad, I think, had it. Yeah, and it was like, I think the one I played first was like, you're on like a cruise ship.
Yes.
And you just, literally the whole point of the game is like, hit on chicks and try and get laid.
Yeah.
And like, the big finale was like, you get laid in a hot tub, supposedly, but I never got to it. Just like in life. That's a real metaphor for me. I can really relate. But he was just like this little loser guy, like all 70s style. And it was funny. It was funny as shit. Like, because it would be different things. You'd have to go, you know, like, find. It was kind of like a Tomb Raider, but with just like regular things. Like, you have to be like, what's this? And like, you'd pick it up and be like a Playboy. You'd be like, ooh. And then like, you'd go in the bathroom for like a minute.
That's a great
game. Just little shit like that. Like, just tons of like innuendo and like, double entendres and stuff.
And there was
it was
like,
fucking awesome.
There was like little mini games that you'd play to, and if you got all the questions right, like more clothes would come off the girl.
Yeah.
And then you'd see boobs, like 8-bit boobs. They were amazing.
Yeah.
8-bit boobs.
Oh, yeah.
8 boob bits.
All right.
8-bitty boobs. Boob.
Beep. But yeah, beep, that beep. Was great.
Leisure Suit Larry, nice. All right, well, two was Pac-Man for art. Now, again, I think we talked about this before. You never really get... Once when they started trying to get a little backstory of Pac-Man, that's where it really...
Well, should I say it? Pac-Man's my number one.
Pac-Man's your number
really?
One?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Pac-Man, I think, was the first... Just the first huge, huge game.
Yeah.
And, you know, aside from Pong, as far as arcade goes. Anyway.
I thought Donkey Kong was.
Donkey Kong before Pac-Man?
I thought Donkey Kong was huge. Did you ever see that King
Pac-Man
of Kong
was
game?
First.
No, it Pac-Man was, huge, was but... gigantic, though, yeah. Anyways, I mean, keep going. I'm
and he's kind of still around today, but... And Pac-Man got laid, first of all. He had a fucking...
Oh, yeah.
He knocked up abroad before Donkey Kong did.
Or he was into cross-dressing. We don't know.
Well... Well, what's also pimp about Pac-Man is that he never married Miss Pac-Man. That's why she used the Ms. and not Mrs.
It's true.
Motherfuck is.
Think about it.
That's right.
Maybe it was brother and
Pac-Man
sister.
Pac-Man was just knocking bitches up.
Yeah, maybe they were brothers and sisters, actually.
Donkey Kong Kill Screen coming up. If you guys watch that, you watch
yeah,
it, right?
King of Kong? Oh, that's great.
The greatest. Great
and nobody talk. Cares.
I know.
This is nerd going around to everyone.
Yo, Donkey Kong Kill Scream coming up. Everybody yeah, wants to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm playing
right,
a fucking
good,
game.
Great, great, cool. Fuck playing, off. I'm playing something with graphics. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, thanks.
Go away. Playing Lethal Enforcers.
But, I don't know. I love Pac-Man to the point where I'd almost get a tattoo of him.
Did the map ever
what?
Change, though?
Wait.
No. The map ever changed, though? Wasn't it the same fucking map with the dots and shit? Just
no.
Kept
they changed
going?
It?
Absolutely not.
Did they?
They changed
yeah, you'd
it.
Have two...
How many possible... Different types of maps.
Sometimes it had two holes on the side. Sometimes it had four.
That's right.
Sometimes it had...
Plus, that dude could whatever. Eat like a motherfucker and never gained a pound.
Yep.
How about that?
That?
You know, and he was a ghost. He was the original Ghostbuster.
And he was...
He's the first Ghostbuster.
And he took B
He was great Ghostbuster.
That's what those pills were. They were just taking B
pollen. It bothered me that that Miss Pac-Man just was a fucking version of him with a bow on it. And it was the same game.
And a beauty mark and lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Show some respect. I'm trying to say. Fucking kill you, bro. And I said, bro. That means I'm serious.
That is.
Not bra.
Do you remember? They
if I was
actually...
joking, I'd say bra.
They made that cartoon Pac-Man.
It's great.
I like that.
Pac-Man
the Christmas
that?
Special.
Wasn't
oh,
Pac-Man
God.
Like... It was
Pac-Man Christmas. Voice?
Pac-Man cereal, motherfucker.
Christ is in the Pac-Man universe? I didn't know that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Didn't...
Pac-Christ.
Didn't,
Spirit of Pac-Man.
Was it wasn't Pac-Man's voice...
Pac-Man fights Jesus.
Pac-Man Christ.
It wasn't Pac-Man voiced by, like Scatman Carruthers or something?
I don't know. I hope so.
He had, like, a... Yeah, or, like, W.C. Fields or some shit. Who the fuck...
W.C. Fields.
Like, ah, cha-cha-cha.
That's Jimmy Durante.
Ah, shit. Oh, yeah.
That's all
oh,
like
yeah.
Saturday mornings or something.
Oh, yeah. W.C. Fields was... I'm gonna eat those ghosts like that.
Right? I won't get that gold.
What? No,
I won't get that gold.
I'm gonna eat these pills.
I'm gonna
pills.
Get that gold.
I'm gonna
get these
pills
that tree.
Eat these ghosts.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead. Let me see. I want to see
Pac-Man cartoons.
Little known thought.
Christmas
known...
comes to Pac-Land.
Hell yeah, dude! That shit was awesome.
Little known fact about Pac-Man: he was actually in an arcade version of Mario Kart.
Was
like
he?
Randomly, he was not a. He was the first non-Nintendo character.
Yeah, dude, he's got mad cameos. And all
yeah,
kinds of games.
He wasn't created by Nintendo. He was in Mario Kart.
There you go.
This copter was a great idea, Clyde.
Yeah, we can see all of Pac-Land from up here.
Ghosts in a helicopter.
Pac-Man can see us.
He's actually driving. They're just all in there.
He's fine.
That was kind of a dick.
Yeah, he did that for no reason. He didn't even
yeah.
say anything.
Yeah. That's why he's the bomb.
Listen to his voice, mate.
Well, if you could only tell me how to stop those ghost monsters for good, I'd give you 10.
That's Papa Smurf, isn't it?
How about switching maps?
Thanks for the idea.
He and why is he wearing like a press like he's wearing like a fedora like he's wearing like a press hat
yeah I don't know why, Does he also have gloves and shoes on
yeah
no clothes
can you imagine being on the writing team for this? They come to you and they're like, you have to make this into a show.
Sharon is saying Marty Engel's voice Pac-Man. I don't know who that is. And Pac-Man movie coming this year. I don't know about
what?
That. This is bromance. Gojira Bra says, what were the ghosts when they were alive? Good question.
Yeah, one of them is a chick.
Yeah, Pac-Man's my number one.
Nice. All right, well, that was Art's number two. my number two only because I've spent so much goddamn time with him. I really don't give a shit about him. I really don't care about his story. I don't, but I've spent so much damn time with him, I have to give him this respect, and that would be Master Chief from Halo.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to give him that respect just because he's just, we've spent so much time together. Yeah. I mean, it would be a disservice if I didn't.
So if you spent more time with Nicole or Master Chief?
Ooh, good question. Let's see.
Not just overall, I mean, just
you can
the two
actually
of you.
Look it up
just
online.
Just the two of you, a long time.
You can look it up online, dude. It'll show your total playing time.
It's a very good question. It's
should look it up right now on that Bungie.net.
I should look it up.
Oh my god.
See if I can find it.
That was the whole reason why I got a fucking Xbox in the first place. Dude. Was because you were like, oh, you gotta play this game.
Just steal my
Halo,
back
bro.
From his girlfriend.
Dude.
Yes, that was the reason.
Halo 4 coming out soon.
Yeah, bro.
I can't wait.
Is there any real story involved with that character?
Yes, but I don't know what it is.
Huge
I don't know any
story. There's blood.
What's it about?
Has he ever seen him without the helmet?
He's a very.
Is
he's
it
like
a girl?
Almost,
is it that? Old
oh yeah.
Gag?
Is it like
is that old
a
gag? Is it
a
chick?
No, it's a dude. He's got a voice and everything. He talks and everything. It's
what's the catch?
He's a super soldier.
So has he taken the helmet off?
No, you've never seen his face. They've never shown his face.
So I bet you $1 when you finally do, it's a chick. I bet.
I feel like it's a combination of Metroid and Star Wars.
I think they're coming in on us right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Landon. Okay, wait. Here we go. Games played of just Halo Reach, which was the last.
That was the last. Oh, you got to look Halo up Mario. Game. You got to look up Halo 3.
I do have to look up Halo 3. But games played is 1,526. That's just a
does
fucking
it show
Halo
your time played.
Oh, time played?
There's a time played thing, or it shows you.
Okay. Let me see. Wait.
You should really look at Halo 3 because we used to play that. We'd wake up at 9 in the morning and play that till
dude,
9 at
last
night.
Last time I fucking played this was January. This is bullshit.
Halo is Mulan. Does that mean anything to you guys?
No.
Story?
Mulan.
The story, perhaps? Like the Disney
maybe
movie?
Maybe the story? I don't know.
Super Soldiers?
I've never
seen the story of Mulan.
Never seen either.
Is that an Italian word for the N-word?
Time played. Where is it?
Nicole, in your opinion, has Mike spent more time with Master Chief
from Halo
or you one-on-one?
No.
And overall who has he spent more alone time with, you or the main character from Halo? No, that doesn't count. Waking time
conversation. contacting each other.
I think that seals Nicole's answer. So yeah, does sleeping time count? Because then I win. It's me.
Halo 3.
Oh, dude.
You have
the
duration.
Did you find it?
4,668 games.
Oh, my God.
Which are an average of about 10 minutes apiece.
So, that's too much.
I don't see time, dude.
I thought they'd show it. Like they'd say how many days in general you've played. Like, I know Tim can look it up. Tim's actually played...
No. I mean matches are 3 or 10 minutes each match. And of Halo 3, I've played over 4,500 matches.
4,500 matches in Halo 3?
Times 10. So let's just do that. Let's do 4,600 times 10. That's
750 hours.
Oh, my God. And that's just Halo 3.
Wow.
That's a lot of days.
750 awesome. Waking. How many days is that?
Divided by 24. That is 31 days.
Oh my god!
That's 31.2.
Just
a full
Halo
month.
3.
That's
you spent a month of your life playing Halo 3.
A full month, like 24 hours a day.
Well worth it.
And that's full days, 24-hour days.
That'd be if you didn't shit and like sleep and right, everything.
Do 12-hour days.
Do 12 hours.
Did 12 hours?
Just say 14.
All right.
Give him at least 10 hours.
What was
sleep.
It? What was it? 7,500 hours. What was it? No, 750
hours. 750
hours. Divided by 12.
62 months.
62 and a half days.
62, that's 2 months.
Yeah,
two
that's
months.
Waking time.
Waking time.
Yep. So 2 months of your life.
That's great.
When you weren't sleeping, or spent playing Halo.
Imagine
3.
What you could have done in 2 months if you just focused for 12 hours a day on something.
Like an awesome.
For 12 hours a day on something for 2 months, you'd be like fucking Batman.
You'd have to learn how to play the piano.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, you could do that.
You could play the piano and read the lyrics in Spanish. Holy shit.
Well, I can't wait to spend another 2 months playing Halo 4 when it comes out this month.
Aye. Amen.
Horrible. Okay, anyway, that's my number two. So, Jay, you're up.
Wow. What am I on?
Two?
Two? Oh, Mario.
Mario's okay. Your two?
I think he's fantastic, and it's a fucking big trip the whole game, and it makes no sense, and it's amazing.
That's Art's number one.
Mario 2, so. Best game.
My number two is Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl.
Nice.
Who dominated more than Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl?
Nobody.
LT nobody. On the fucking defense during punts. During extra points. Block every time.
Yeah,
you can block an extra point all
every time with right. LT.
You do diagonal down, diagonal up.
Yeah. Bloop.
One move, dive
and
up.
And you would literally tackle the fucking kicker.
Totally.
No roughing the kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just rough the kicker every time.
No roughing the kicker back then. Yeah, it was Bo on the offense, LT on the defense. But yeah, ridiculous.
That's a great one.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Bo Jackson. There's some great videos, too, online of him just, like, here it is right here, actually.
100-yard runs.
The 100-yard run. This is, hold on, this is fucking awesome. I'm going to pull this up. This is just fun.
Oh, the one where he just keeps going around and around and around the whole court?
I don't want to put the Benny Hill music to it. There you go. Hold on. There you go. Alright, so they take him. They run him out of bounds at the fucking goal line, the opposite goal line. Handoff, quick handoff, between the tackles, just dodging people left to right like this.
Just going
in circles. And I love it. The other team just dives. Completely dives, misses completely. Every time.
That was such great. A classic move. Just up and down.
Up and down.
And he does this for the whole fucking quarter, doesn't he?
A whole quarter, yeah. There's 3.5 minutes left in the quarter. I love this part, too.
Up and down the lines.
He gets to the goal line.
Look how fast he is.
I know. Love it. He gets to the goal line and he's just like... I'm just gonna stop.
He's sweating between them all.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he goes back.
And then goes back all the way to the other fucking end zone. This was the risky part right here, going backwards, because there were still people on the other team coming at you.
Yep.
You didn't know where
are all
from.
Your players during this?
No.
Actually, you haven't seen them yet. Oh, there's your player.
There's one of you guys. Do they even come out and like help block?
Oh, no.
Yeah, a couple of them do.
No, you don't need them.
Here they come. Here they come. Oh. There he goes. Minute left.
People still talk about Bo Jackson.
Because then recreating play-by-play from 1990s Tecmo Bowl.
And there he goes, past the 30.
To the 20, to the 18, to the 15, to the 13. 5 seconds left in the corner. And touchdown.
That was not...
No. Touchdown! Love that. There you go.
Nice.
Video Bo Jackson, number two.
All right, well, I said my one already.
You said your one was Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Arts is Mario. Mine is any creation from the Assassin's Creed games. One of those guys. One of the Assassin's Creed guys. It's the fucking greatest game ever, dude. I can't wait for this third one. I was going to say Ezio because you spend the most time being him in these past like three games. But this guy, Connor, in this third one that comes out this month, may be the fucking coolest out of all of them. So I'm just going to say all of them. All
I don't
of the
even
Assassin's
know this
Creed.
Game.
Assassin's Creed?
PS3?
It's pretty
Xbox.
Awesome.
Xbox.
It's Xbox. It's fucking awesome, dude. They're making a movie out of it, actually. Michael F. Fassbender is going to be...
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be...
what kind of game?
Ezio.
Adventure game?
It's a platform game. You actually like it. It's third person. Mm-hmm. You walk around. It's fucking stealthy. You got to, you know, just... You're walking around city squares and just stabbing people in the throats. Oh, it's just great.
Oh, so you're an assassin.
Yeah, you're an assassin.
Assassin's Creed.
Right. And it kind of like bends time too, where you're a guy named Miles. Yeah. His name's Miles, and you tap into his genetics and you find like past lives, like ancestors of his that were assassins. So the first one is in during like Jerusalem and like all, you know, all then, and then the second one is like during the Renaissance. And now this third one coming up.
That's all in the game. You play like levels in those times?
Yeah, each game is that time period. And then the next game, the second one was his next ancestor, which was in the Renaissance period.
Oh, cool.
So you play all during the Renaissance period. And like you have like Leonardo da Vinci's like helping you out and like shit. Like,
oh, that's pretty bad.
Pretty fucking cool shit. And then this third one that's coming out is during the American Revolution.
Sweet.
And the guy is, his name's Connor, and he's like part Apache or something. He's part Indian. And you're helping out like George Washington and shit. Like, dude, this one could be fucking awesome. And you're fighting the British the whole time. I can't wait. It's so much fun.
Gojira Bra says, is Fassbender going to stab people with his penis in the Assassin's Creed movie?
Probably. She's like, shing! Just come out.
No. All right. Sheath. So the Assassin's Creed characters.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, basically. I'll say Ezio, just because we spent the most time with him.
First one or second one?
That's the second one. We spent the most time with him.
All right. And Bra, number one?
Not many people know this person other than what he's from in the, like later, but my favorite character is Ness from the game Earthbound, which was pretty much the only role-playing game I ever got into. Most people know him from Smash Brothers as one of the secret characters you could unlock.
So which platform is there?
SNES. Super the SNES. Okay. Yeah. Such a great game. Really, like, I could go on forever about it, and I won't because you guys don't know what the fuck it is, but if anyone does...
Yeah, you were talking about it yesterday.
Ness is pretty deep.
I was like, wow, I've never played that game.
I've had conversations...
I have no idea what that game was.
If you, like, as a fan of the game, someone who's played it, like, when you find someone else that's a fan of the game, like, you can talk for, like, 3 hours about it. Like, it's a ridiculous game. It is very cool.
And you were also saying that was your, like, first time you ever really cared about a video game character,
the first time I ever really cared about it. And I rented.
Did you cry every time he died?
Yeah. I rented it from. I rented it from RKO Video. Because the box. Remember, they used to put the boxes out in front of the game.
Video.
Earthbound's box was like as big as your mixer for some reason because it came with like a strategy guide normally. So they put that big box out and it just stuck out to me. And I rented it, and I'm like, what the fuck? So you actually Robot. Name your character. The generic version of the name is Ness. And you got 5 spaces, so, like, just as a joke, I named the guy Jerko. So, like, you know, jerk off. And,
I get it.
Yeah, you get it. See what I did there?
I
got really way into the game.
When you rented from Arcade Video, would you just go over to Noah's Arcade?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good game.
And then your number one was Pac-Man. Cool.
All right, Pac-Man.
Great. So who do we think is the best of all time?
Well, if we just go by our lists... Pac-Man has a 1, and what does Art have, Mess? 2?
Art has a 2, yeah.
I think that's the only one that's come up twice, aside from Mario, right?
Mario's second for me.
Link is. Mario's 1 on, and Mario's 1 Link. On Art's list.
So that's the same thing. Pac-Man 1 and 2, Mario 1 and 2.
Well, no, so Pac-Man was 1 for me, 2 for him?
Yep.
Mario is what?
1 for him.
But he was 7 for me.
And what was he for you?
2 for me.
Oh, see? Fuck.
Sorry.
Mm-mm. So, I guess Mario's 1, Pac-Man's 2.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Fuck.
For you.
So Mario. All right. So
let's chat some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
In my research, I found that Gordon Freeman from Half-Life came in number 1 in a lot of lists out there.
I don't
like
know
with
that
the
one.
Big sites. I never played Half-Life.
I don't know Half-Life. I don't know from
Half-Life. 98. Ginger hair, thick-rimmed glasses, a goatee, and PhD in theoretical physics, Gordon Freeman was never your average gun-toting FPS hero. However, after only two Half-Life games and a couple of extended episodes, he became a gaming icon synonymous with first-person action. I never played Half-Life.
Great. It's cool.
Don't know.
Nice job, guys.
You want to see what folks wrote? I wrote on Facebook, what's the greatest video game character ever? So I just wanted people's greatest. We got Mario, King Hippo. Pete Comp says, I've modeled myself after him. Dan Pollitt wrote, Dr. Wily. He's the bad guy from Mega Man.
Mega Man,
right?
Yeah.
He said he was Doc Brown's underachieving brother. Jonathan Wilkinson from Greatest Sporting Events in History on Simply Syndicated. This is Francis York Morgan from Deadly Premonition. I don't even know what that is.
He's making shit up.
Dan Lazarus from Life of Dad says, Don Flamenco from Punch-Out. Our own graphic artist extraordinaire, Graham Wood, says, Johnny Cage. Oh, Scott Redman says Leisure Suit Larry. Carol Gogel. Anybody know her? she says the ghost in Pac-Man. How dare her? Joseph Ingram, Link, Eric Nagel, E-Rock from ONA says Link and Wheatley. Who the fuck is Wheatley?
I don't know
these people.
Wheatley from what?
He didn't say, but he had Link in there. My cousin Janine said Luigi. Richard Kershaw says John Marston. Anyone?
Oh, John
Marston?
Oh, that's from the fucking GTA Cowboy game. What the hell's that game?
Red
Dead Redemption, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
Nick
character.
Francis, Marcus, the gun vendor in Borderlands. Stu Perry says Sephiroth, best bad guy ever. Greg Swan had a good one. Tony Hawk.
Oh,
I can get on board with that for sure.
I can get on board with that one.
I've spent many hours playing Tony
Me
Hawk.
Too. That was my sophomore year of college.
I don't know if it was 2 months of my life, but it was close.
You should unlock Darth Maul in that game, right?
Spider-Man too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool unlockable shit in there. Dan Womack of the Uncast podcast, Mario, then Sonic. His personal favorite is the Madden curse. It's a character unto itself.
Oh, you're nice. Right.
Cover Madden.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I can't believe that.
Every year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stephanie Kostemski, who I think is our friend in Buffalo, we crashed at their house that one time.
Yeah.
The slow motion slam dunk guy and double dribble.
Oh, yes. Double dribble.
Dave Wilson says Duke Nukem. Skipping a few here. Wally Dwight, my buddy from Goblet, says Frogger or Gone Frogger. In Tekken 3. Gone. He's a little dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He said he mastered him and then enjoyed kicking the shit out of our friend JT, who was on the show,
yeah.
JT Aversat. He would kick the shit out of him all the time with a tiny dinosaur and drive him crazy. Link from Chris Hamill from More Like Radio. Paperboy from Aubrey Comparatory. His Huffy skills were badass. That was the second greatest diagonal game, aside from Qbert.
That game annoyed me because of that. And the other thing is, why wouldn't he ride diagonally? You would have to hold him diagonally to stay on the fucking road.
It was really tough. And then here's my buddy JT. I hated that fucking dinosaur. He said he votes for either the Galen Metroid or the Double Dragon Brothers.
And Billy and Jimmy.
Right? Yeah. Billy and Jimmy, yeah.
He also has a soft spot for the Knight in Dragon's Lair, but that game sucked. He didn't do anything in that game. It was like watching a cartoon.
Yeah, pushing buttons.
I played that recently.
Did you?
It's terrible.
Jeff Kelly says it's got to be Mario or maybe Pac-Man. Our buddy Thor says two words, Ezio fucking Auditore.
That's from Assassin's Creed.
Wily comes back in, changes his mind, Spyro the Dragon. Spyro Gyro.
Oh my god, dude. That's a fucking PlayStation game.
I never got into that shit.
Siphon Filter, the character from that on PS1. The guy from Half-Life 2 says Irish Ed. Richard Kershaw says Guybrush Threepwood from Monkey Island.
All right. Wow.
Kurt Potter from Blue Point says Paperboy. He had the best one-liners ever. Angelo, our buddy... Angela says, Carl Winslow and Mike Tyson's Punch Out. hashtag callback.
Yeah.
Very nice. Matt Auger, Bo Jackson and Tecmo Super Bowl. Joe Ingram, Death and the Gauntlet Series. When the fucking death would take care of.
Oh, yeah. Rich.
And I think that's it. Fucking well done, you guys.
Wow.
Love that.
Much better list.
Fuck yeah. So there you have it. The greatest characters in video game history. Done and done. Wish we had Art here, but Cousin Jay, you did a fine job filling in.
You want to take us out?
Oh, do I?
Do you? You took us in. Let's take us out. Come on.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening. We really appreciated you guys listening, and you guys are very interesting people. Thank you for listening to Interesting Conversation, you interesting people.